Ghanaians enter the US with ID cards. Even you have to go and struggle and queue for visa, you won't even get it. You see how they have treated us? Every aspect of the agreement is inimical to our interests. How can you grant, number one, like I said, immunities to American contractors? And when Americans talk of military contractors, they are talking of a killing machine. They are not talking of those who come to build. The likes of Blackwater, they just contract these people to go and level places and kill people, irrespective of whoever they are. These are the people who are going to enter our country with ID cards. They are not even going to enter our country through the normal diplomatic channels and reserve. They are going to enter with ID cards. If they come and commit all sorts of heinous crimes in this country, our courts are stopped from trying them. They cannot be arrested for committing any crime in Ghana. They can commit all the atrocious crimes in Ghana. Not even our courts have jurisdiction to hear any case. Our security, in fact, the military bases we are granting them, they can bring in all manner of weapons, biological, chemical, nuclear weapons, missiles. The agreement says they can bring in anything. So anything means biological weapons can be brought, chemical weapons can be brought, atomic weapons can be brought, nerve agents can be brought. They can bring in anything. Under the, how can a sovereign, a country says it's sovereign? Somebody is bringing something in your country and you don't even know. You are even stopped from finding out what the person is bringing. Is that an independent country? At the end of the day, the most important element in the nation is the Ghanaian people. When the Ghanaian people say that they solidly reject this betrayal, this humiliation Nana Akufo-Addo has gone to bring on Ghana, you can sell your sovereignty for $20 million. Oh, it's so shameful to the extreme that posterity will curse this government of President Nana Akufo-Addo and his forebears.
Had some members of the Ghana First Patriotic Front, a pressure group, which went on a protest march to register their displeasure over the Ghana-US defense agreement. Our correspondent Priscilla Owusu-Ansah, who was with the demonstrators, is in the studio with us. Good afternoon, Priscilla.
Good afternoon, TTK.
Did the demonstration go according to plan?
Well, it was without any hitches, so I should say it went as planned. The demonstration, which was to begin about 6 a.m., began at about 9. Demonstrators who were from different groups like the Ghana First Patriotic Front, a pressure group which is the group that called for the demonstration in the first place, were about the first people to have come on the scene. They were joined by people from the NDC, PNC, and others from the academia. They took about 3 hours to converge on the Obra spot before they could march.
If I should ask you, looking at a group, can you estimate their numbers?
Well, it began on a very low number, as about 7, 8 thereabout. There were just about 50 people at the place. But as time went on, they trooped in, some in buses, some on their foot. So the numbers increased as time went on.
Can you hazard about 500 or more?
The general number that took
part
in the demonstration, mm-hmm. there were over 1,000.
Wow.
As at the time we converged at the old House of Oak Park.
All right. What about security? How effective was it?
Security, I should say, was very effective. There was a large number of security men and women in place that you could find one each time you turn around. There were a full contingent on the ground, and they were led by Director of Operations, DSP Kwesi Fori himself.
Right. Definitely in situations such as this, the crowd is addressed by some personalities. Who are some of the personalities who addressed the demonstrators at the end of the march? And what did they tell them?
Well, one of the speakers was Bernard Mona from the PNC, who was charged, seemed to have been charged since he joined the demonstrators, who said the youth of this country will not be allowed to, the sovereignty of the country will not be sold for peanuts. So President Akufo-Addo should come again, and that they will not take this military deal for any amount. Another addresser of the crowd was PNC leader Hassan Ayariga, who interestingly came riding on a horse in a black attire up and down, and he came riding on a horse saying that if it is just $20,000, he will pay that
$20 million.
He's ready to pay that amount. Wow. So that
is that we rich? Can,
well, I should say, if he's that bold to say it.
Good to know we have such rich people in our country. And then let me ask you this. Generally, do you think they were impressed that they had been able to do what they have to do to bring attention to bear on this issue, U.S.-Ghana defense agreement?
Yes, yes. They were joined by a whole lot of big wigs, especially from the opposition people like the General Secretary, John Senesi Edunketia, former Minister of Transport, Joyce Bah Mukhtari, MP for Clotikoli, Zenato Rollins, Sue Gabra, Ranking Member of Defense and Interior, James Zagalga. So all these people were there and they were drumming home their concerns that they will not take this deal. So the government and the president, President Akufo-Addo, should come to tell Ghanaians that this is not going to happen. Otherwise, there will be chaos. And they categorically stated that if nothing is done within the next 1 week, they will hit the streets again.
You know, my interest when these things happen is the ordinary people. You might have heard some snippets of gossips or snippets of talk. What were they saying? Because my concern is them more than the bigwigs.
The general sentiment was that of disappointment. They were like, President Akufo-Addo, this is not what we voted for. And they were expressing sentiments of fear. Majority of the people on the streets are afraid. They are like, we are having an invasion of U.S. military and we can't ask them anything. They are coming with just their ID cards and we cannot ask them anything.
We need visas to go to their country.
Yes, and we need visas to go to their country. So what is this deal that the president wants to impose on us? And we have representatives in parliament. So if the people are saying they do not want this, their members of parliament should be strong enough, whether in party or in opposition, they should be strong enough to tell the government that this is what they want or this is what they do not want.
Thank you, Priscilla. Let me leave you to go and finalize your report.
Many thanks to you too.
Right.
And still on this buhaha, the Press and Information Secretary of NUGS, Eric Nanadiman, says the demonstration against the Ghana-US military agreement aims at pushing for the reversal of the ratification of the agreement. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said the target for NUGS is the students.
We've had quite a number of groups coming on board. There was Aquarian Society, those in the diaspora, and many other relevant stakeholders coming on board. And for today, we seek to achieve just one thing, and that is to push and make our voices not just there, but upheld for the reversal of the Ghana-US military. For the National Union of Ghana Students, our main target is our students. And for today, right from last night, we transported students from all across the country, not in Accra. You know that this demonstration is not being independently staged by the National Union of Ghana. It's actually been spearheaded by Ghana First Patriot, and we have some political parties joined. For today, the target, we are looking at somewhere 10,000. Precisely, we have seriously engaged them that this is not a violence demonstration, and know that for Ghana, one thing we cherish so much is peace. And so as leaders, we are signing up to make sure that we do follow their approved route and that nothing sort of violence happens today. The demonstration is not just about going to a brass quarter and making noise, holding placards. After I will be presenting a petition formally to the press, the cabinet, and the other relevant stakeholders for appropriate attention for the reverse of this. We believe that given the numbers we are mobilizing across the country, we will be able to present a stronger front and make a good case to be upheld. The demonstration is just our first resort. If it doesn't work, we'll get back to the drawing board, re-strategize, and settle on our next line of action.
Eric Nanajeman is Press and Information Secretary of NUGS.